Masechta Shabbos, Perek Tezvav, Mishnah Gimel. Mekaplin es hakelim, a person is allowed to fold the kelim. Kelim literally mean utensils. Here it's referring to clothing. One is allowed to fold his clothing, afilo arba v'chamisha pamim, even 4 or 5 times on Shabbos, and he's folding them in order that they shouldn't become wrinkled. He's allowed to do this if he's planning on wearing these clothing again on that Shabbos, so it's not a preparation for after Shabbos. The Rav says that there are several conditions in order for this to be allowed. It has to be one person folding the garment, not two, because two people will pull it out tight and stretch it and smooth out the wrinkles. Two, the garment has to be new, and a new garment, which never was laundered yet, is stiffer and it doesn't get as wrinkled. Three, it has to be a white garment. The colored ones are improved more when the wrinkles are smoothed out. And four, it's only when he has nothing else to wear for Shabbos, he needs this clothing to wear for Shabbos. So it's a very limited application of this halacha that he can fold this clothing. He can make the beds from Friday night for further use later on Shabbos. If he's planning on using the bed to sleep Shabbos day, he can make the bed, and it's not considered preparation for after Shabbos, it's for Shabbos. But he can't fold the clothing or make the beds on Shabbos for use after Shabbos, because that's hachana, that's preparing for after Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel says, "Mekaplin es hakelim u'matzin es hamitos miyom kippurim l'Shabbos." One is allowed to fold clothing or make the beds on Yom Kippur that falls out on a Friday for the next day for Shabbos, because Shabbos has a greater kedusha than Yom Kippur, and the preparation of Yom Kippur is allowed to be done for Shabbos like that. And then he teaches another halacha in the reverse case. If Yom Kippur falls out on Sunday, so the karbanos that were brought, the chalavim, the fats that were burnt, generally on a random weekday, the fats of a random Tuesday can be burnt the night afterwards, which is already in the next day. Halachically, it's Wednesday, can be burnt the night afterwards. So here it discusses burning the fats from Shabbos for Yom Kippur. V'chelvei Shabbos, the fats from karbanos on Shabbos, can be kravim, can be brought on the Mizbeach, b'yom kippurim, on Yom Kippur, and this is because Shabbos is more Kaddish than Yom Kippur, and therefore he's allowed to go, it's more stringent, and therefore he's allowed to go and take those fats and burn them also on Yom Kippur. But if it would be vice versa, from Yom Kippur onto Shabbos, where it's going onto a greater, from Yom Kippur to Shabbos, which is more chamer, there's a chi of skila on Shabbos, for transgressing the malachas, that would not be allowed. So it's only from Shabbos to Yom Kippur he can go and burn the fats from the karbanos on Shabbos on the night of Yom Kippur the next day. Rabbi Kiva says, Loishal Shabbos kraven b'yom kippurim, v'loishal yom kippurim kraven b'Shabbos. He disagrees and he says the fats from karbanos of either Shabbos or Yom Kippur cannot be burnt the next day on Shabbos and Yom Kippur if they fall out. We treat them equally, with equal stringency, and therefore they can't be override each other and burn the fats from one day on the next. And as well, he would also argue on the first halacha about folding clothing and making the beds. He would not allow it to be done from Yom Kippur to Shabbos because we treat them equally. Perek Tezayin, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah over here discusses saving certain things when the fire breaks out, saving certain things from the house. There was a gzera midrabanan that one is not allowed to save his belongings when a fire breaks out because he may come to be mechal Shabbos by putting out the fire. But there were exceptions as discussed in this Mishnah. Kol kisvei HaKadosh, any holy writings, this is books from Tanakh, Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, you're allowed to save them from a fire on Shabbos. These things Chazal were leaning on, and they said you should save them. Whether they're from the Svarim that we read from in the Torah or Nevi'im, or whether they're from Ksuvim, which we don't read from in the Haftaris, the Mishnah is going to explain later why we don't read Ksuvim. But whether they're from Torah Nevi'im, or whether they're from Ksuvim, which we don't read from in Shul, by the Haftaris, still, you can save them. And then the Mishnah continues, V'afalpi sheksuvim b'chol lashon, even in a case where the Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim were written in other languages, and there is an opinion, the Rav brings, that there is an opinion that holds that one is not allowed to read Tarnavim Ksuvim Suvim written in other languages. It has to be only in Lashon Kodesh. And therefore, one would not be able to save it from the fire. But the Mishnah comes and tells you over here, even still, Alpha Pishak Suvim Kalashan Tunin Gneza. Svarim that are written in other languages, that according to opinion, you're not allowed to read it, still, they need Gneza, they need to be stored in a protective place. One can't mistreat them. They have to be taken care of properly. Umepneima ein karimbem, why don't we read from the Svarim of Ksuvim and the Haftaris? Mepnei bitul beis medrash, because people who read them are not going to end up showing to the beis medrash, to the shir that was given by the Rav. And there's a lot of halacha that needs to be taught to these people that were busy working all week. And in Ksuvim, they won't find these halachas. And therefore, they need to go up to hear the shir, and they shouldn't get too engrossed in Ksuvim on Shabbos. The Mishnah continues, Matzil and Tik HaSefer Ima Sefer. Not only are you allowed to save the Sefer, but you can also save the Tik, the covering of the Sefer. There's a covering of a Sefer Torah or of other Svarim. They're allowed to be saved along with the Svarim. V'Tik HaTfilin and Ima Tfilin, and also the case around Tfilin can be saved together with the Tfilin. V'Av Al Pi Shish Patecha Mois, even if there was money in the container, in the Tfilin bag, even if there was money in it, you don't have to shake out the money before saving the tefillin. That would take time, and it's a sakana, there's a fire. You can take the whole thing with the money in it, even though it's muksa. Well, heichem matzil nesan, where are you allowed to take them out to? You're not allowed to take them out from Rishus Yachat to Rishus Rabbim, because that would be a malacha deiraisa of haitzah, of carrying item out from one domain to another domain. So where are you allowed to take them out to? L'mavri she'enim afulish. The first opinion says you could bring it to a mavri she'enim afulish. A mavri was an alleyway that ran between the courtyards, which the house is open into the courtyards. And this alleyway is enim afulish, it's not completely open. The alleyway had three walls around it, and then an opening that went out into the Rishus HaRabim. On that opening, it was not completely mafulish, it wasn't completely open. Rather, it had one lechi, one post, on one of the sides of the opening of the alleyway to Rishus HaRabim. We require two posts opposite each other, one on either side of the opening. But over here, it had one post, and not enough. The Chazal were lenient for you allowed to bring something out into that Mavi Shenim Afulish with one post lechi at the opening in order to save the Svarim or Tefillin from the fire. And not you wouldn't need the general requirement of having two lechis, one post on either side of the opening. Ben Beseir Aymer, Ben Beseir says, Afal Mafulish, you can even carry out the Svarim to a Mavi Mefulish, to an open alleyway that runs on the fourth side, opens up into Rishus HaRabim without any lechi. Since it has three walls around it, even though the fourth side is completely open, Midaraisa, three walls are enough to make it that it's not Rishus HaRabim, it's Rishus HaYachid. And even though Midarabanan we require more, we require two lechis, but since Midaraisa it's already not Rishus HaRabim anymore, the Rabbanan were lenient in this case to allow you to bring the Svarim out there to protect them from a fire.